This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 6th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. Sunny skies are expected over Tel Aviv and Haifa, while Jerusalem might experience a few clouds. A warm and clear night is ahead for those in the south. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Walla reports that President Trump stated the United States was ready for the biggest attack since World War II before Iran called for negotiations. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew has noted rising tensions as Iranian President Masoud Jakian hinted at difficulties communicating with Iran's new leader while also criticizing Israel. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Gulf sources claim the U.S. has made a major concession to Iran over control of the Strait of Hormuz, with a draft agreement reportedly ready. Separately, Mariv highlights Iranian President Bzakian's surprising revelation about communication challenges with Ayatollah Khamenei amidst reports of the Hormuz agreement. And finally, The Forward discusses a shift in the Michigan Senate race, where Jewish voters are expected to support the Democratic candidate for the first time. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping, a mapping and intelligence account posted just minutes ago about an oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz hearing two explosions. The cause remains unclear. Al Arabiya English shared earlier today that Hanan Hussein, a senior expert, believes the U.S. played a significant behind-the-scenes role in the Hormuz talks. Iran International, a media outlet focusing on Iranian affairs, reported that the UK maritime trade operations confirmed a tanker heard explosions near Qumzar, Oman. The vessel and crew are safe. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the dramatic statements from President Trump. Earlier this hour, Walla reported that Trump revealed the U.S. was on the brink of a massive military operation before Iran reached out for dialogue. He stressed his preference for diplomacy, but highlighted U.S. readiness for conflict. This underscores the fragile nature of U.S.-Iran relations and their potential impact on regional stability. Turning to Iran, where President Masoud Zakian's comments to Israel Hayom Hebrew suggest internal strife, he criticized communication difficulties with Iran's new leadership and simultaneously attacked Israel. This revelation comes amid strategic disagreements within the Iranian regime, hinting at possible shifts in Iran's foreign policy. The impacts on Israel-Iran relations and regional security are significant. Meanwhile, a report from Ynet suggests the U.S. has conceded to Iran's demands over the Strait of Hormuz. This is a pivotal maritime route, and control over it has been contentious. The draft agreement, reportedly near completion, might ease tensions in the Gulf, but it raises questions about future U.S.-Iran power dynamics. In a related development, Mariv covered Iranian President Psakian's challenges in communicating with Ayatollah Khamenei. This difficulty coincides with potential agreements over the Strait of Hormuz. The internal Iranian discord could influence the finalization and implementation of any agreements affecting regional maritime security. And finally, the Forward's piece on the Michigan Senate race highlights a political shift among Jewish voters. The community, traditionally a democratic stronghold, is now more openly supporting candidates advocating for democracy. This reflects broader national trends and could influence future elections in the U.S. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that after a three-week hiatus, the dollar has dropped below 3 shekels. This marks a 5.5% decline since the year's start, impacting imports and exports in Israel. Separately, CTech revealed that Anthropic AI and OpenAI were involved in creating fake online identities during UK safety tests. This raises new concerns about AI regulations and ethical standards. And, finally, Ynet Business covers Quant Health's innovative AI platform, which aims to predict failures in clinical trials. With $45 million in new funding, the company seeks to revolutionize drug testing, potentially accelerating medical advancements in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.